Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to 5 Minutes with Gray Haired Dave. That's right, I'm back. It's me. Who else would it be? It's my show. Yeah, don't forget, I am your host, your wackadoodle on the other end of the microphone. My name is Dave. I've got gray hair. I've got a gray beard. I've got the glasses like the guy in the artwork. And I also have green shirts like that. Today I'm wearing a gray shirt like that. I like the gray shirts. I don't know what's going on with that, but gray seems to be my color. Maybe I should have had him in a gray shirt, but I like the green shirt on him. But anyways, how are you today? I hope you're doing fine. I had a wonderful day yesterday. I talked with you fine people, and I went to work and had a wonderful day. Met some wonderful people. Everybody was in a great mood. I'm in another great mood again today. I thank God for that, and I hope you do too. So, you want to get back into 1976? I think we should. So, in 1976, you know, there was a presidential race. I don't talk about politics a lot here because that's not what this show is about. The show is about you and me and talking about what was going on back then. And sorry about that. I forgot to put my earpods in. But anyways, we were talking about, you know, we don't talk about that much. And the reason is everybody has their own political views. I have strong political views about what I believe in and what I believe this country needs. And I have firm belief that you do too. And I don't want that to distract from our conversation. I don't want the fact that I may be A and you may be C not let us have a nice time and talk with each other. So that's why I don't talk a lot about politics. Here's what I will say. Gerald Ford was the president, right? After Nixon stepped down, of course, that made Gerald Ford, who is from Michigan, the president of the United States. And he ran against Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter won. Also, what happened this year, Apple Computer Company were incorporated this year, as well as Microsoft. Now, I'm not going to get into that political little mess either. Are you Apple? Are you in the Apple ecosystem, or are you a PC person? But I will tell you this. I grew up PC. I did. A friend of mine got one of the first Apples that came out, the Apple computers that came out, the Macintosh. And I found it interesting, but I didn't think it was going anywhere. What did I know? But, you know, as time went on, computers were more and more and more in my life, especially when I started working for the airline industry. But they were also there in the paper mill time of my life. A lot of the things and a lot of the tests that were done were computerized, and these computers were big. My gosh, they were big. But, you know, so I don't get into the argument of PC versus Apple. Okay, I do want you to know, I record on an Apple, okay? I have a MacBook Air with an M1 chip that's looking to get upgraded soon. But I also have, of course, I have the iPad, and I have the iPhone, and I have all the Apple stuff. I got the Apple Watch. I like Apple, but I also have PCs. I have grown up on PCs. Out of the people that I hang around with before I started podcasting, it was all PC. I didn't get into PC, so I decided seriously that podcasting was going to be a thing I wanted to do, because the free system on Apple which is called GarageBand, was a little beefier than Audacity. It had more plugins. It had more. It just had more of what I was looking for, and I'd been wanting an Apple for years because I did want to compare. And I bought one. Now, I still have my Dell laptop right behind me, and I use it not on a daily basis as much as I used to. I use it for different things. This is just for, I do most of my daily work on this Apple. This Mac is very robust. It does exactly what I need it to do. And I'm happy. Really, really, really happy. And every file I make, it's on my phone and on my iPad too. Because I take my iPad with me to work so I can watch the videos I need to watch or learn the things I want to learn. Or just whatever, right? When I'm at lunch, I have the time to do that. I get an hour. Now, my Dell, first of all, there's two things that you have to notice that I noticed right off the bat. Battery time. Oh, Apple like quadruples the battery time you get. I could run this iPad for a day and a half or two. Just keep running it before I would need to charge. With my Dell, my Dell is about 4 years old. But I take really good care of it, and I've upgraded it to a solid-state drive, and it's in good condition. I get maybe 3 hours on it, on a battery, before it's coming up and saying, you might want to plug me in. And, of course, then you have to deal with the fan noise. Now, this MacBook Air I have doesn't have a fan, because it's an Apple MacBook Air. It's not a Pro, so it doesn't have or need fans. It never gets that hot because I don't push it that hard, which is one of the reasons I'm looking to upgrade, because I'm looking to push it harder with video we've got coming up for the new podcast and for the new company. But I'm also going to start doing more editing for other people, and I need to be able to push things harder, and I'm going to need a lot more computing power to where I'm not sitting there watching the beach ball spin around and around and around or whatever. And I'm not going to get into the argument with you. If you're a Mac user, great. If you're a PC user, great. I love it. I'm not going to get into this argument like I do every once in a while with my best friend's husband about iPhone versus Android, whatever the heck it is he's got. He doesn't like Apple. Far out. We've agreed to disagree, and that's what makes us happy. Every once in a while, it's fun to get him cranked up about it. My best friend will look at me and go, oh, Dave, don't do that. And I have to, because it cranks him up for the rest of the day. God love him. He's a great man. He takes good care of her, but it's fun to get him cranked up. But I do that out of fun and out of love. I do love the guy. He's a great guy. He's doing a wonderful job being a husband. So we really didn't talk a whole lot about what else was going on in 1976 here, but we're doing okay, right? Anyway. There was, what else was going on that year? Let me take a quick look here. 1976, it was very important in America. Oh, yeah. The bicentennial. 1976 was the bicentennial of America's independence. It was a major cultural phenomenon. Lee Iacocca from the Chrysler Corporation got involved in redoing the Statue of Liberty, I think it was. For some reason, my mother was very, very interested in the bicentennial. I remember that. It meant something to her, and I'm going to do a little research on that, but I do remember, yeah, my mom really, really wanted to get into that. For some reason, it meant something to her. Now, for my memory, my grandmothers were around for the centennial. I know my mom's mom was. Pretty sure my dad's mom was, too. Now, that I'm going to look into again, too. But anyways, that's what was going on back then. what was going on in your life back in 76? Let me know. Go to my website, 5MinutesWithGrayHairDave.com. You knew it was coming, didn't you? I always ask a question, don't I, right there at the end. That's the number 5MinutesWithGrayHairDave.com. I do too. Anyways, and what else do I normally say, folks? And this is not canned. This is not pre-recorded. This is me every single time. Every single time. If you know people who don't know what a podcast is, don't know how to find one, don't know where to look for it, don't know how to play one, don't know how to download one, do me a favor. Show them for me, will you? I'd appreciate that. Tell your friends about me. I'm Gray Hair Dave. This is Thursday, episode number 84. You have a great day. Don't forget, smile at somebody. It'll change their day. Bye-bye.